Blog Talk Radio.
Johnson.
We're your host this morning for a wonderful book study of the complete Ascension Manual, How to Achieve Ascension in This Lifetime by Joshua David Stone. We are currently in the chapter on building the Antikorana, and that is the bridge between the soul, the personality, and the monad. It's very, very interesting work. I know for some of you it may be a little tedious. I encourage you to go back and listen to the first lesson on the Antikorana. I had planned on carrying this out for 30 days. I mean, not 30 days, for 3 days. So this would be a 3-day series. And I missed Monday, and I apologize. I've just been working so hard. I'm going to ask Dr. Richard to take us into our morning prayer.
Okay. As we get poised and ready for prayer, we bow our heads in reverence to you, Father. We thank you for this day, which we've never seen. And in this day lies so many opportunities to grow, to nurture others, and to love. We thank you for everything, all nature, including our pets, the birds in the air, the trees, the flowers, the rivers, everything on earth we thank you for. They are for our benefit. We are responsible for them, and that's what dominion means, we should know. And we thank you for our ascension as we grow on a planetary level, all the way to the human level. We're evolving more and more as angels, as evolved souls living in these bodies. And these bodies can last more and more and more for a long, long time and be healthy. If we learn to use the rainbow bridge of bridging our soul and spirit together into you, the monad, the most divine, the high of everything, and letting it be what it is. If we pray and meditate all the time on you, it shall be done. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. So, we're going to, yesterday we were learning about the Antikorana. We learned that it is a bridge. It's been referred to as a rainbow bridge.
That's what
it means. Right. It's also been referred to as a portion of it, actually. It's been referred to as the silver cord. But there is this connection of light. I think I came up with an analogy of it being like fiber optics. Have you ever seen the picture of fiber optics and it's sliced? The cable is sliced and you see these fine strings of light running through the cable and fiber optics. That can give you a visual image of what this is like. And it is connecting. It's a light that connects different parts of the body, our etheric body, our mental body, our physical body, our mind, but it is all, and the work is all done in mind. Developing your Antikorana is all done, Karana, I'm sorry, this one, is all done in the state of consciousness, in the state of mind. Let's quickly just run back here. He says that the monad already has a thread or a cord of energy that extends from it to the heart chakra. So the monad, that which is closest to God, mm-hmm. to the source. It is the soul that is created by source, the initial one, the monad, and we're working on the physical level to move and blend and integrate with the monad. That's the ascension process, taking us through these stages to become one with the monad, and then we move to become one with God, all right? So the monad has a thread or a cord of energy that extends from it to the heart chakra of the disciple, which equals and means you here on planet Earth. And this cord of energy is called the Sutratma, or the life thread, or the silver cord. Isn't that beautiful? Okay. And then the soul has a thread or a cord that extends from it to the pineal gland of the disciple, which is you, which is called the consciousness cord. And then knowledge utilizes the consciousness cord. Wisdom energy utilizes the antikorana when it is built. So we come here equipped with the foundation to build this strong bridge. This is, and as you move through your esoteric teaching, you will begin to learn how to travel in light, to travel on light. And this is the bridge that you will be traveling on to reach those higher realms. Today we're going to talk about the six steps of building the antikorana. The six steps are, get your pen and paper out. The six steps are intention, visualization, invocation, evocation, stabilization, and resurrection. So let's talk about intention. The first step entails an understanding of the task to be carried out, a decision and determination to do so, and a right orientation is essential to hold one's consciousness steady in the light for the time period. It may be done for a very short period of time, a number of times a day, as a kind of centering process. And this practice, along with other spiritual practices, will definitely build an antikorana. So just setting the intention. I'm sorry. I'm looking, my pages are getting all turned around here. I'm very sorry, they were clumped together. So let me go back and read this to you. The first step entails an understanding of the task to be carried out, a decision and a determination to do so, and a right orientation to achieving the goal. So the first step entails the gathering of one's forces and energies into the highest point of mental spiritual focus, and one can attain and holding it there. This goes back to holding the mind steady in the light. We need to have a clear intention about what it is that we want to accomplish. Here we're focusing on really and truthfully cleansing ourselves, purifying ourselves, moving into listening to our soul, and moving through planet Earth this lifetime as the soul would have it, not as personality. That's our first intention. Do you guys remember that from yesterday? The second is visualization. The second step involves the utilization of imagination and visualizing abilities in the building of the cord and bridge of light. At the end of this chapter, we're going to do visualization meditations that Dwaj Kul has given for this purpose, okay? The third projection is projection. And I want to roll back here to imagination and visualization because that is very much the part of the creative process. Anything that you desire to have here on planet Earth, you first must be able to visualize it and imagine it. It comes as an idea, but then your mind has to say, oh, okay, I want to produce a television show. Oh, what's going to be about? It's all imagination. Don't limit your imagination. What, you know, this is your creative process. If it's something that you desire, this is the opportunity in imagination and visualization to create it just the way you want it. But that is the area that we squander because we generally will create things that we are afraid of. I fear that this will happen. Oh, the worst that could happen. And you start having these wild imaginations of things that are not for your highest good. So in building the Antikarana, you want to really move into the light and think of all those positive things and visualize how powerful you are, that you are really and truly a descendant from the Lord God Most High, that you are pure light. And that you can create anything that you desire. That's such it is so important. And, you know, when we do these meditations, it can be tedious trying to visualize these wonderful things and staying focused. That means you just have a lot of work to do.
And don't forget, your heart is your feeling nature. And sometimes feeling is just as important and pertinent as visually seeing it in your mind's eye. Your feeling nature is a direct contact with you in the monad.
Mm-hmm. So the third is projection. The third step involves the utilization of will or willpower and the use of a word of power to descend upon this line or this bridge of light substance. And this action of sending a word power using your willpower through the visualized cord with the highest possible intention, it extends the gossamer threads of light toward the spiritual triad and the monad. Where's the work being done? In mind. Dr. Reggie says the way you feel is fueling that traffic, that highway. The speed that you travel on the highway, your feeling nature, your willpower, your word. Invocation and evocation. The invocation by you has now drawn an evocation response from the spiritual triad and monad or spirit. So the Father, which is the monad, working through the thread created by you, moves to meet his son / daughter, which is your soul. And the monad, or the Father in heaven, sends forth a projection of light substance itself that meets the projection that the disciple has created here on earth. The lower projection and the higher projection meet and the Antikarana is built. Wow. The tension that is created by the disciple evokes the attention of the monad and spiritual triad. And through practice, this reciprocal cord or this bridge of energy, it gets stronger and stronger. It's like a flame of light. There's no longer a sense of three separate countries of personality, soul, and monad. but rather just one. And it's being functioning on all planes through this path of life. Your fifth step is going to be, let me stabilize this. Because in the beginning, the anacharana is very thin and thread-like, but through practice and meditation and proper spiritual living on all levels of being, it will form a cord that cannot be broken. And then you move into your sixth step, which is the resurrection. And this is the last step that has to do with the strengthening of the anticharana cord, which then leads to the greater merger and blending and integration of the triplicity, which at the fourth initiation has become the duality. And the duality at the fifth and finally at the sixth initiation, or the ascension, becomes the oneness. It's a complete unification of the soul-infused personality and the monad that has been working through the spiritual triad. And these two states of consciousness, they totally blend at the fifth initiation, and they blend fully into the four-body system at the sixth initiation, which is ascension or resurrection. The four bodies, your physical, your astral, your mental, your spiritual, and the personality are merged into life, and then guess what happens? You become immortal. So let's do some words of prayer this morning. He tells us, I'm very sorry. I have to clear my throat. If I don't clear my throat, you won't be able to, my words won't come out clearly. Repeating the names of God, words of power, and mantras, and so it's so important to spiritual development and God realization that he has dedicated a whole chapter to the subject later on in the book. So again, I'm encouraging you to purchase the book. The words of power. Excuse me, I'll let Dr. Reggie finish this up while I go clear my throat.
That'd be it.
Okay.
The words of power?
Yes.
Okay, let's see where you stop that. Okie dokie. Well, they said the 13 phrases or words of power are that the soul or the mound mantra. That's on the next page, too. The next one is Elohim, a word for God. Om is another one. Om Mani Padme Hum is another one. I am. I am that I am. I am God. I love. Adonai, which means Lord. Soham, I am God. El Shaddai, God Almighty. Yahweh, which is YHWH. And the next one is Ram, R-A-M. Yahweh, which is the Divine Father. And when you cross your heart, a lot of people say, you know, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen, when they do the cross. But really, the Kabbalistic cross, the Holy One is Yahweh. And these 13 mantras, or any word of power, one already uses most of the time that are listed in chapter 25 will also work. So that's what they're talking about here, using all of those 13 words that I just gave you. They're powerful.
The idea of this meditation is to visualize a cord of light extending from the personality up through the soul to the monad. One can actually visualize this cord as being as wide as the circumference of one's head, or smaller in the beginning, if one so chooses. But you should attune yourself to this anticharana and visualize it in your mind's eye, and with full intention and willpower, repeat the word of power out loud for 3 to 7 times or for up to 15 minutes as a type of mantra meditation. And after chanting this mantra, one can sit silently in a receptive state and just feel the response from one's soul or monad, depending on which stage you are working on. So this is a very simple meditation, but it is extremely powerful, and it is essential to hold your consciousness steady in the light for the time period. It may be done for a very short period of time, but a number of times a day as a kind of centering process. This practice, along with other spiritual practices, will most definitely build the anti-corona. So Dr. Reggie gave you 13 words. You can just pick one. I know one of his favorites is Mani Padme Hum. And so if you can just close your, well, let me get an easier one that you guys can remember. Let's do just I Am God. I want you to close your eyes now. And I want you to see this circumference of light that he says that it can be around your head, the circumference of your head. And I want you to begin to visualize a cord of light that is extending from your personality up through the soul. Your personality, you want to put that down near the ground or, you know, the bottom of your spine. And you want to move up the spine through the soul to the monad, this fiber optic light. And I want you to move into the thought of, I am building this bridge between my soul and the monad. And I want you to just visualize this fiber optic light and now it's encompassing, it's so wide it's encompassing your entire body. It's a column of light that is becoming your bridge. So we're visualizing that in our mind's eye, and then we're going to move into our intention and our willpower to build and strengthen our anti-corona. And now we're going to add a word power to it. I am God. I am God. I am God. I am God. And just continue to focus on your word power. And you should be saying the word power out loud at this point, making it a chant. I am God. 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 And as that chant moves, boy, you begin to feel the energy flow into you. And then you want to take that into life. And you can make this as fast as you want throughout the day, but let it be a constant reminder. Go to that little place. Find some place during the day to reconnect and to continue to build and strengthen your anti-corona. Oh, my God, the energy of that was powerful. It was powerful. So He gives, I'm not going to go through all of these because, again, I want you to get the book. But he talks about there's a soul or monadic mantra that you can do. The grounding cord. I know Dr. Reggie does this beautiful meditation with the grounding cord. He has the Antikorana after ascension, the soul star, the central canal. He said it's important to understand that the Antikorana in actuality does not just stop at the monad. In reality, it continues up all the way to the Godhead. And the Antikorana can be sent all the way to God even before ascension. The meditator will get a response from God, and he will meet you with his finger of fire and or a thread of light substance. So even the ascended masters are continuing to build their Antikoranas as they evolve into cosmic planes of existence. Anyone have any questions this morning? As you were going through that visualization, did you have an experience? Did you feel a stronger connection to your monad? Has there been any clarity in understanding who you really are? You can press one on your telephone keypad and share with us this morning. I know I had a surge of energy.
Well, I did too, and they told me, which I've seen before meditation, to take one hand and put it over your crown chakra and one across your third eye as you say those statements and visualize a ball of light on top of your head that expands. And then it covers your entire body like an egg shape, like you're being born all over again because you lost. It's a rebirth. And see this light penetrating everything outside of you and inside.
Mm-hmm.
And as you say the word Elohim, El Shaddai, I am God, Om, Om, Yipadmi, Om, Yahweh, any of the 13 phrases that you focus on that resonate with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people are afraid to say, I am God, and they think it's something sacrilegious, and it's not. You are really an extension of God, so you are.
Yeah.
Unless you have to stay in state and believe. When you say it, there's nothing wrong with that, because of your embedded theology as a child, you think of God somewhere out there away from you. That's not true. God is inside. Even Christ came to say, the kingdom of God is within. So a king has to live there. That is God inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
So I am God is not an inappropriate statement.
No.
And you say it with conviction and with clarity and wonderful intent. And the vibration is astronomical.
You know, one of the things that is so powerful about being able to profess that you are God, that, as Dr. Reggie says, is because really and truthfully you are. You are a part of that creator that we call God, that creation. You are a part of it. How can you not be, you know, God? It's not coming from the ego. It's not coming from ego. Oh, I'm all powerful. Well, you are. I'm the great, powerful Wizard of Oz, and not really believing it. You're faking it. Well, you really understand who God is, what God is, the Lord, and in you, and therefore you are. I hope that's making sense. Sometimes when we get into these philosophical and esoterical conversations, on one level, it sounds confusing, but when you move into understanding, you have a huge light bulb that goes off inside of you. Dwash Kuhl had guided Joshua Stone to advise you to build the Antikorana not only up through the soul and monad, but guess what? He also wants you to build down through the chakra column to the base of the spine and then down into the earth. And in some of the metaphysical circles, this has been called the grounding cord. And I know Dr. Reggie, in his meditation, when he's moving you through the relaxation stage, he often says, take in a deep breath and then let it out, but you want to visualize all of that negative energy that you you gather throughout your body on that intake of the breath, you're now releasing it on the outtake of the breath, but it is going down into the planet.
When Mother Nature knows how to recycle that energy for our highest good.
And at that point, you know, he's working towards that grounding. So here's something that you can add to your visualization is that this can be visualized as going right down the legs into the center of the earth. Or if one is sitting, you can visualize it going right through the chair into the earth. But it should be wide, just as the antikarana going up the central channel is at least the circumference of your head. I just wanted to roll back and share that because you are a part of the earth and you want to connect to the earth and definitely have this energy surging through you and your connection to earth up to your monad, all right, and your connection to God. Wow, that's a powerful visual image just in itself. If you just close your eyes and see that, and here you are in the middle. The soul star is approximately 6 inches above the head, is an etheric star of light that hovers over the head of every person on earth. The brightness of this star very much depends on the evolution of your soul here on earth. And the soul star is not the soul, but rather it's an instrument through which the soul does its work. So the soul star is an extension of the star. It's kind of like a radio beacon for the soul. And it becomes activated upon doing the soul mantra. So the understanding of the soul star is very important because in terms of understanding how to do other meditations that Gwaj Kul has given, Joshua Stone. So when you're saying the soul mantra, the soul star, it lights up like a brilliant shining star and it's ready to go to work as long as the work is in the service of the soul. So after you say the soul mantra, the soul star will obey thought and creative visualization and will actually be able to move and to expand and to contract and or send out beams of energy in the direction of the personality or the soul extension. It's coming, that light is coming to you. And then what happens? There's an understanding that develops and how to use the soul star. And it's going to be extremely invaluable to you as you're building the antacle. It's going to help you in other areas of your life. You know, I hope that by focusing on some of these things that you're beginning to see how important, even if it's only 1 minute a day, if you can just find 1 minute to make this connection, to do that 1 minute meditation to connect.
It's a lifetime benefit.
Yes. But if it's only 1 minute, you can afford mm-hmm. every day, do mm-hmm. it every day.
Because it's the attention, not the time.
Exactly. The central canal is a term that refers to the column of energy that extends from the base of the spine to the top of the head. It has sometimes been referred to as the chakra column. It is part of the sutratma, the silver cord, or the life thread, which are all different names for the same cord. And one of the very important practices as you're on this spiritual path is to widen the central canal and clear it of all psychic debris. Ideally, that central canal can be widened into a column of light that is the size of the circumference of one's head. But most people's central canal It's a real tiny small tube, and it's all clogged up like a bathroom pipe that is not working effectively. So I'm going to give you this meditation. There are three meditations that are located on page 52 and 53 and 54. One is called the triangulation meditation. One is called the spiritual whirlwind meditation. And then there's the corkscrew meditation to widen the central channel. I'm not going to go through those.
They have them on YouTube.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Ricky says they have them on YouTube. I'll look one up today and send you a couple of those so that we can go through them. But the point is that we want to clear out that debris. We want to get our plumbing working right so we have a clear channel, a clear highway, you know. He says that a wide and clear and well-built anticorana and a central canal allow one to be filled with the light of spirit at the slightest request. Oh, so what does that tell me? If I'm practicing that 1 minute a day and I'm clearing that channel, that when a little drama happens, I go to my secret place and pull that light through me because I've got a clear channel. And I'm strengthened and filled with light. And what happens in that moment? Fear disappears, does it not? When I'm connected with the source, I can just see my being not electrocuted, but just vibrating because this light is coming through me. Oh, I love it. I'm getting supercharged. You know, as they said in Star Wars series, it says, "The Force be with you."
Right.
And the what they were fighting with, their swords were beams of light. So they visually put it there as the sword, remember? And it was a bluish white light. But when you translate that visual interpretation to what the story was really representing, it was the battle between good and evil. That's the R.O. It's the battle between personality. Darth Vader was the personality self, the negative ego, had all the power. We all have the power, became totally aware of it, but then stayed in ego and became evil. And then here's his son, moved into the force, but was aware of the power of overcoming any challenge, overcoming any fear with this blue sword, the force. And really, all of this is in mind, right? That battle is actually in mind. I love it. Oh, I love it. Okay, so I will find those meditations and send them to you. He then goes into an invocation. Invoking is bringing forth, right? Bringing forth. So here's the great invocation. And you might want to find an invocation that you use over and over again. This one says, "From the point of life within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. And from the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men. The purpose which the masters know and serve. And from the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light, love, and power restore the plan on earth." Wow.
Madonna knows that by heart.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Great invocation.
It's a great invocation. And you know what's so wonderful about it? It is an invocation that's setting a vibration for
mm-hmm.
everything on this planet.
Yes, yeah.
You've cleared your channel so that there is just, you now become a beacon. You're sending that message out for
on a cosmic level to the universe.
Yes.
It comes back with power. Wow.
Yes. So as we close this discussion, I want to share with you Joshua Stone's last thoughts in this chapter. The building of the Central Canal all the way to the Earth Star is very important. If the Central Canal isn't built in a uniform manner from the Earth and feet to the crown, then energy can become dispersed and congested, causing physical health problems, especially in the area of the torso. This issue speaks to the importance of proper grounding as well as attunement to the soul and monad. Secondly, I would recommend moving slowly in the beginning, especially if a lot of this kind of work is new to you, because once the central canal is built and your four bodies are more purified and refined, you can move much faster. It is better to be like the tortoise instead of like the hare, who races out fast in the beginning and burns himself out. Pace yourself. And thirdly, when you're doing this most important work, it helps to build the planetary antikorama. It also helps to accelerate the reappearance of the Christ and the externalization of the hierarchy. And it helps all those disciples who follow in your footsteps. So this is serious work. It requires your discipline. I hope you've enjoyed this lesson. I certainly have. I hope it has opened your mind to another level of who you are, because this whole journey is about finding out, who am I? Why am I here? What is my purpose? Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our closing prayer?
Thank you, Father, that our core identity is you. From our heart chakra and to every atom of our being, let it vibrate on the cell level. Everything for us. Let us be elevated, let us be every level, and let us love humankind in general with our heart chakra spreading out to the cosmos and to the world and to galaxy citizens that are also our brothers and sisters, and to the beautiful energy of anti-corona, and also the energy of angels and ascended masters and invisible hierarchy of beings that we can't see that are here to help us. Let's learn to embrace the invisible, to make it manifest in love and sharing. I believe this is so, and through the power and wisdom of the Holy Spirit.